Okay, I'm talking about the next strategy is called being open to influence. Okay, so some of us by temperament are more open to influence than others, or less open to. Some of us, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. Some of us who think we're always right, we are less open to influence, okay, because our ideas are simply superior. You know, in fact, we're thinking about this. Those of you who are clerics out there, you're going, I don't need any communication tips. Who needs that? I mean, if everybody would just do what I say, we would be fine. We don't need communication tips. So, because we disagree with the other person, we block all the communication. Okay, so you might notice, however, that this attitude betrays a certain lack of humility. So being open to influence is a communication habit that requires humility. If I always insist on having the last word, or that things always go my way, and I dismiss my spouse's thoughts and feelings or my kids' thoughts and feelings, then I'm being condescending and possibly even contemptuous. And contempt is one of the marriage poisons, so do not go there. Contempt is something to avoid at all costs. And because of original sin, our relationships with God and with others have lost their proper balance. So instead of viewing our partners and our family as a team, we sometimes feel like we're adversaries. So, but even though I may not agree 100% with what you're saying, whether spouse, child, friend, neighbor, whatever, coworker, what I should do is be willing to hear the other person's point of view, to listen attentively, and to try to understand. So I'm going to give an example of, can't seem to find the page, but, oh, here it is. Okay, so being open to influence is allowing yourself in humility to at least hear what the other person is trying to communicate. And it's very respectful as well. So instead of saying something like, well, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard, you would say, let me hear your thoughts on that, or tell me why this is important to you. As an example, a few years ago, out of the blue, Art says to me that he wants to go backpacking in the wilderness, the kind where you're dropped by a helicopter onto the top of Mount McKinley, and you have to find your own way out, guiding yourself, navigating by the stars. I, being the supportive wife that I am, I say, that's insane. You are crazy. Now, if you know Art, you will know that I was speaking the truth. Okay. The last time we went camping, we couldn't even get the coffee to percolate on the Coleman stove. We left the kids in the tent, and we drove to a Starbucks. However, do you remember that? Lucy was there. She was sleeping in the tent. Okay, anyway. No, so what I should have said, but what happened as a result of saying, that's nuts, I completely killed the conversation. It died right there. So what I should have said is, well, tell me why that would be important to you. Tell me what you hope to accomplish by this. Or just tell me more about that. And this would have furthered our discussion, and it would have drawn us closer together, ultimately. So it's like a wonderful Irish preacher once said, it's funny, he said, if there wasn't such a thing as romance, nobody would get married. But in the beginning, it's so wonderful. It's all rose-colored glasses and everything. But we've grown and we've changed, you know, over the years. But that doesn't mean we lose, as I mentioned in the earlier, we don't want to lose that love we had at first. But how are you going to rekindle that love if it does start to wane, if you start losing that sense of romance, whatever? Well, one of the ways, one of the primary ways, is this very strategy, which we will be also practicing in one of our exercises, of asking about the other's hopes and dreams, being open to influence, listening to their story, because they, over the years, now you've been married 10, 20, 30 years, the stories have changed, and the hopes and dreams might have changed. I still don't know why Art wanted to go on that wilderness thing. Like, why did he even say that? Because I killed the communication. Okay, so what we need to do is be open and continually talk about these things and be open to their hopes and dreams and be attentively, empathically listening. Art is going to talk about the next strategy.